This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And yes, indeed, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. But I can't play that ad because the box that plays it broke on me today. So any of you that have listen to this before, just imagine that playing for a second, but I'm moving on. Joining me now, and it's always a slice when I get him on here, simply because he's just that busy, he runs BearingArms.com. He is part of the Second Amendment Foundation. He is a long-time broadcaster. Long time. His name is Cam Edwards. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted you on here because you're sort of a binary component for me when I'm doing, you know, some political analysis and trying to suss a few things out. And I really want to know your take on these states that are looking at this, they're looking at the Bruin decision, and they're basically ignoring it. I mean, I know they'll get taken back to court. I know that Gottlieb and company and everybody else that tries to copy him, emulate him, they'll file lawsuits and all this other stuff, and it end up in front of the Supreme Court. But in the interim, the what's going on in New York right now, which New York is in the middle of a crime spree.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So this is one of those questions that I could literally talk for 3 hours about because it does bother me so much. Because, you know, I think what we're seeing here is ultimately a political response. You know, all of a sudden it's become de rigueur to question the legitimacy of the Supreme Court on the left. I mean, actually for 2 years, you know, they've been talking about packing the Supreme Court. But with Dobbs and with Bruin, you know, now the left is convinced that the Supreme Court is just an illegitimate institution. And so you're expected to attack it if you're a Democratic politician. So I think that's one reason why we're seeing so many of these blue states just, you know, listen, are they dropping the good cause requirement? Sure. Are they putting in place all kinds of new gun control laws that are just as unconstitutional? Absolutely. And I think they're doing that to show their base that, you know, we fight. And I think they're doing it with an eye towards November because they know they're about to get trounced. And they're looking for anything to try to, you know, gin up support among their base. But as you say, Bill, we're talking about the right to self-defense at a time in which violent crime is increasing. So by taking this political tack, and they're putting lives at risk, you know, they are continuing to deprive people of a fundamental civil right. And that should bother people. You know, I live in Central Virginia. I live not far from the town of Farmville. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Farmville was actually, Prince Edward County was the home to the majority of cases that made up Brown versus Board of Education, which ultimately, you know, is about the Topeka segregation of the schools.
Right.
And after Brown came out, Prince Edward County, Virginia, shut down the public schools for 5 years rather than integrate. It's part of a movement in Virginia called Massive Resistance. We're just not going to obey what the Supreme Court said. It's a shameful thing to do. I've met guys who were taught in church basements and in living rooms because they couldn't go to school with white kids when they were 6 years old. I mean, you know, it's horrible. And I got to tell you, I'm getting that same vibe when I look at what Kathy Hochul's doing, when I look at what Gavin Newsom is doing. Knowing full well the number of people out there who want to exercise the right to bear arms in self-defense, state of Maryland has seen an 1,100% increase in concealed carry applications. It's brewing. And these politicians are standing in the way of people being able to protect themselves at a time in which their policies are putting people more at risk. So that's what I think about it.
I got a Facebook Messenger message from somebody who listens to me in Maryland. And he said, they just approved my permit, and it's in the mail. I never thought I would see this day. And wow. I think really, truly, what I said to him was, I did a little play on words with our guy Malcolm from Jurassic Park, and I just said, you know, freedom finds a way. And I just think that's just the natural state of man to do that, just like self-defense is part of the natural state of man. But these states that are this deep blue, like, how is this being? I know that New Jersey dropped the Just Cause clause. Have they started reinforcing everything else besides that, and still try to make it hard, or what's happening with that? Do you know? I don't.
Yeah. So Phil Murphy got like 8 gun control bills through in the wake of Bruin. They were one of the states that, you know, just rammed stuff through whatever they could. So not all of it even deals with concealed carry. But yeah, New Jersey's, you know, concealed carry laws were screwy enough. I mean, you got to provide character references. You know, there's a really broad good moral character clause. And just like, yeah, in Illinois, we've seen, you know, Governor Pritzker there tell the Illinois State Police, like, use anything you can to deny every license you can. And that's sort of the attitude that Phil Murphy's taken in New Jersey.
Right.
You know, I'm really glad to hear that your buddy in Maryland has gotten his license. And I think, honestly, the big difference is that, you know, look, you can call Larry Hogan a rhino all you want, but he actually did what he could as governor to try to make it easier to get a concealed carry license, and he did tell the Maryland State Police after Bruin drop this requirement.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't call Democrats back in for a special session. Now, we'll see what Democrats do next year, because I have a feeling that there's going to be a Democratic governor, unfortunately. But, you know, for the time being, you know, it sounds like Maryland is operating as a shall-issue system should, and that's fantastic. It's probably to me, it's the exception rather than the rule right now in these blue states.
Well, the other thing is that, like, in one thing I'm seeing coming out of New York is the Sheriff's Association has gotten out there and said, I don't know how we're going to do this. We don't have the manpower to go through 3 years of social media posts for every, and I'm sure they've got tens of thousands of applications coming in. And they ran into that one time when Cuomo with the SAFE Act, when they had the ammunition background check.
Yep.
Well, they didn't have the infrastructure to actually do it, so they sort of had to drop that. And I wonder if some of this nonsense, like the, you know, the good moral character nonsense, if that will get dropped simply because they can't do it, which that would be sort of a very impotent thing to allow when you're a tyrant. You can't be a tyrant and let that kind of stuff happen. But I guess it's all, do you think this is going to work itself out, or do you think this is going to require some more Supreme Court stuff?
Well, I think it's probably going to require another round of Supreme Court action. But I think that the court is now in a place where they're ready to actually do that, it sounds like. You know, if this is a 6-3 decision, I feel pretty confident that there are going to be 4 justices who are prepared to take these, you know, follow-up challenges to New York's laws and California's laws. But I am curious to see what the appellate courts do. I mean, you know, the Supreme Court is pretty explicit in saying, listen, the test you guys have been using is wrong.
Right.
Here's what you need to be looking at. And everyone pretty much universally agrees, even gun control actors are not happy about it, but they say, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to justify a lot of these gun control laws. So I'm curious to see how many of the appellate courts actually go along with what the court said, or how many of them try to kind of buck the Bruin decision, you know, from a legal perspective and still try to find some wiggle room to uphold some of these clearly unconstitutional laws. I think we're in for a really busy couple of years. I think we ultimately are going to emerge victorious, but, you know, I think we're actually in a supercharged moment for Second Amendment activism right now.
Yeah, well, it's definitely one of those moments where the left is out there talking a nice, mean game. We're coming up on the first break to check out Cam. You need to go to BearingArms.com. He does an excellent video podcast. He does Mr. Morrissey, they get up there and they discuss things, they kick things around. He and Tom Knighton do some of the best analysis in the quickest, most convenient way to read. You don't have to sit there for days and days and days. You can read it, get the facts, get out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision. Like I said earlier, my box is broke, so just imagine that spot playing, but we're going to move on. Like I said, I get to speak to Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. And before we move on to the feds, we got to talk about Beryl Cream Newsom here. He has a bevy. I mean, how do they keep up with all of this stuff?
I honestly, I don't know how they do it because, I mean, since Bruin, it's well over a dozen gun control bills that he signed. I think the first round was 9 or 10. He signed 8 yesterday. He said he's going to sign another one. I mean, like, again, we talked about this political response. Like, this is it. They're just, you know, part of their strategy in California is to try to flood the state with these new gun control laws. So it's going to be, you know, each and every one of those things costs money to challenge. You know, and so I think they're just trying to overwhelm groups like Gun Owners of California and California Rifle and Pistol Association. And it's, you know, I don't think it's going to have the intended effect, but, yeah, I mean, they're really going all out right now.
Well, and plus, like they always do, the left is really good at taking the language and prostituting it and bending it. And one of these things, AB 1769 and AB 311, they both prohibit the sale of something called a firearm precursor part. Like it's a pre-gun. Right. What are they talking about? Bar steel? A sheet of polymer? What are they talking about?
It's always subject to change, as you know, Bill, we're on the fourth or fifth version of their so-called O'Sullivan's ban, right? So it's always going to be up to interpretation, but I believe right now we're talking about 80% frames and receivers, but I think they're also including 3D printers. Again, man, it's hard to keep track of each of these bills, but I think that they do include 3D printers in there as well as like the ghost gunner CNC machines. So they're now, again, don't quote me on this, but I think it's their intent to say if you can make a gun with one of these things, then that's a precursor part.
So I guess my next question becomes this. Now, I don't know what it's like in California nation or statewide. They're a pretty big state, but I mean, in their big cities, they have been defunding police.
Yeah.
And they now have a crime spike, such as in Los Angeles County, the old blue-haired people of Beverly Hills have broken down their neighborhoods into defensive squares, and they're bogarting the one gun shop that they can actually go buy a gun at by doing their orders themselves, and they're calling Villanueva, saying, "You're going to give us a permit because we put you in office, buddy." Who's going to enforce this?
You know, it's a great question. I will say it is, Democrats seem to have found religion on funding police over the past year or so, right? Whether or not they follow through with it is another matter. But, you know, a lot of this is not just a matter of the budget. It's a matter of the policies that these officers and more importantly, these prosecutors are having to follow. Yeah, I don't know if you saw this latest case out of L.A., but there was a guy who was sentenced to 50 years for murder, and he did 6 before George Gascon, the prosecutor's office, allowed him without objection to be paroled. 6 years of a 50-year murder sentence. And then he got arrested just recently for DUI, legally possessing guns. It's not just that they want to defund the police. They want to enable violent criminals.
Out
in Portland, I just wrote about this. It's going to come up over the weekend at Barron Arms, but the mayor, Ted Wheeler, just had this, "We're going to proclaim gun violence emergency in Portland." Basically, I mean, we're going to spend money on these community violence programs. But he even said they had a record number of homicides last year. They're on pace to match that this year. We're talking a nearly 100% increase in homicides in 2019. And he said, "We want to avoid arresting and prosecuting people." Well, listen, I'm all in favor of community violence intervention programs that work, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to arrest and prosecute some people if you want to bring your violent crime rate down. You know, it's gone up 65% in Portland over the past 2 years, and he's promising to bring it down by 10% over the next 2 years. That's not good enough. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. And meanwhile, they're putting gun control on the ballot in Oregon. So I got to say, Bill, I think... You know, I know that Americans responded to Uvalde and Buffalo and these high-profile mass shootings with this sort of desire to do something. I don't necessarily think it was about banning guns. But Americans are also really concerned about their personal safety. And, you know, getting back to what we were talking about earlier, I mean, all of these attempts to curtail people's right to bear arms for self-defense, the Democrats think that abortion is going to fire the electorate this November. I think this is going to bite them in the rear end in a couple of House races and maybe even a couple of Senate races.
It's going to be like one of those bears where their jaw lock. The thing, though, I mean, like, I just saw where the Republican candidate for governor in New York, Zeldin, some guy tried to stab him yesterday. He got released, ROR.
Yeah, yeah. Same day.
Same day.
I mean, you know, like, this is crazy. And this is, you know, it couldn't be any more clear that it's not about crime. It's not about public safety when Democrats start talking about why we got to do something about guns. You know, because they can't even keep violent offenders who are pretty clearly a danger to themselves or the community at large behind bars for 48 hours. You know, meanwhile, they're trying to make it a felony offense, 3 years in prison. If you're a concealed carry holder in New York, you've gone through all the hoops and hurdles. You've managed to, you know, navigate that maze of red tape, and you've been given your license. If you set foot in a gun-free zone while you're carrying a firearm, even accidentally, it's a felony offense, at least 3.5 years in prison, and, of course, the lifetime loss of your right to keep and bear arms. I mean, they are treating law-abiding gun owners with so much more severity that they treat violent criminals. And I don't know why we're not pointing this out all day long, every day.
Well, I try to, but I want you to ponder this, if you will. When I first got into radio is when I discovered Cloward and Piven. And to me, this sort of looks like a Cloward and Piven type application, where they've tried to defund the police. They're letting bad guys out. They're taking good guys in. And all the while, they're also now trying to ban guns and all this other stuff. And we're going to talk about where that might go. But I just want your take on this. Do you think they're, and in the next segment, do you think they're trying to overburden America, the disengaged part of America, which is probably at least half, trying to get them to think that the only way, it's a whole COVID-19 ash conformity experiment. The only way for this to be beaten is to give up some freedoms and let us take control. You can answer that when we get back. We're talking to Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. He is a longtime broadcaster, excellent writer. He and Tom Knighton do a splendid job. And occasionally, I do catch him when he doesn't have nothing going on for an hour. And then I bring him in. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Fed's announced unemployment claims jumped to their highest level in 8 months as 251,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week that ended July 16th. The numbers released by the Labor Department shows the job market is beginning to cool. Several cities will start to see electric Amazon delivery vans out on the road. The e-commerce giant bought 100,000 electric trucks as part of a plan to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Amazon says it expects to have thousands of EVs in more than 100 cities by the end of this year. Alaska Airlines is reporting a flight was delayed earlier this week after two pilots who were supposed to fly the aircraft couldn't get along. Flight AS-1080 from Washington to San Francisco was prepared to take off when it returned to the gate in Washington.
We'll see you on the next one.
USA Radio News. General Charles Brown, Air Force Chief of Staff, has announced the United States and its allies are considering providing Ukraine with fighter jets, a decision that would sharply escalate the level of weaponry being sent to Kyiv. The U.S. General at the Aspen Security Forum said the jets could come from the United States or its allies. The Federal Communications Commission wants to help your phone.
The FCC is cracking down on spam auto warranty recalls. The commission is requiring telecom providers to block millions of illegal daily robocalls involving extended vehicle warranties. Scam warranty robocalls are the leading source of complaints from consumers. The FCC has identified 13 individuals and 6 companies behind most of the warranty robocalls. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you need a reason to take it easy today, it is National Hammock Day and National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. I'm done explaining what's going on here. This will be this way for about 3 weeks, I think, until I get this box back from this company. But anyway, talking with Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. What do you think? Do you think they're trying to overload the system and get people to just say, oh, please save us, Democrats?
Yeah, I think they've got, I think ultimately the motive is still the same, right? They want a gun-free America. And so I think they're using a couple of different strategies. I think exactly what you said is one of them, trying to overload the system. But I think they're also kind of going back to what we saw even in the 70s and early 80s, where it's just trying to make gun ownership taboo. Right. They can't make it illegal. They can make it uncomfortable to be a gun owner. Right. And I think we're seeing that, again, particularly in these blue states, we're seeing attacks on, gun shops that are trying to open up, and people are, rallying to see that it doesn't happen. There was a suburb of Denver that went after a guy who had basically an at-home FFL for like 5 or 6 years. Never been an issue. But all of a sudden the flyers start showing up in his neighborhood, and they bring this to the city council, and, we got to try to shut him down. I think you're going to see more of that. And again, I think it's also born out of frustration because gun ownership is growing. It's becoming more diverse. And, the exact opposite of what they want to see happening is actually occurring. Both in the courts of law and in the courts of public opinion. So they're getting a little desperate right now, I think, Bill.
Yeah, I think so as well. And let's use this to segue as far as the desperation part. The Democrats have always been good at the incremental game. They're willing to take a slice of the loaf. They don't need the whole loaf. They'll take whatever they can get. They'll take the end of the bread. If that's all they can get, they'll take it.
Yep.
And after Uvalde, which that seemed to be the precursor part, if you will, to what the Senate put together, as they were discussing what kind of a bill it was going to be, the Senate Democrats brought up assault weapon bans and magazine bans and all this other stuff, and they got shot down. So in the interest of getting something, anything, Murphy just said, okay, well, we'll just do this, which is somewhat of a nothing burger. But when they were pushing it, they were like, it's going to save lives, it's going to do this, it's going to do that. And, of course, it's not going to do any of that. None of it does. Background check. Do you think background checks are the biggest gun control failure ever?
Well, I don't know. I would say that D.C.'s gun ban and Chicago's gun ban are probably the biggest. Although, certainly, the background checks, there have been more of those. The reason why they want a background check is because they work. It's because they poll well, you know, because I don't think a lot of Americans actually understand what's going on. But to your point that they understand incrementalism, you know, I thought it was really interesting, Bill, who wasn't a part of these discussions, Mark Kelly, the junior senator from Arizona, the co-founder of the gun control group Giffords.
Right.
He wasn't anywhere. He wasn't within, you know, 20 feet of any of these senators who were talking about this stuff. And he has not been a vociferous leader on gun control because he was elected to a two-year term.
Right. You know, he's up for re-election right now.
And so they were fine with him just shutting up about guns as soon as he got elected. I mean, you know, David Chipman works for Giffords, got nominated to the ATF. Did you see Mark Kelly out there stepping for David Chipman? Because I didn't.
Nope. Kelly has been, he's been absent.
Absolutely. And they're fine with that. Because their goal right now is not to have him be Mr. Gun Control in the Senate. Their goal for him right now is to get reelected to a six-year term.
Right.
And, you know, I got to say, sometimes it is frustrating because I think our side, we've got the passion, but we also sometimes have a tendency to Leroy Jenkins our fight, you know. We don't necessarily think tactically, we just like charge right in. And you're right, they do know how to play the long game. And so when it comes to this bill, yeah, I think that they wanted to do two things. They wanted to, first, they wanted to tell their base, look, we did something. Biggest thing we've done in 20 years, right? But it's not enough. You got to, there's always that follow-up. So you got to elect this in November so we can go back and do more. And I think for Mitch McConnell, I think he was actually pretty upfront about it. He said, you know, we were a little worried about the suburbs. We think this is going to help us in the suburbs. And he said that before the Dobbs decision, which I think is actually going to have a bigger impact on the female suburban vote this fall. Not nearly as big an impact as the economy and inflation. But, you know, I think that that was the political calculation for those Republicans who wanted to say, look, we did something too. We went along with it. And then they could say, we're not opposed to, you know, quote unquote, reasonable safety measures, but we're going to protect the Second Amendment. They wanted to be able to tell their base, look, we didn't ban any guns. This is what they wanted, and they didn't get any of it. I don't necessarily think it's a nothing burger of a bill, but I do think it's worth noting that hardly anybody's really happy with it, Republicans or Democrats, when you look at the polling.
Right, it doesn't really do that much. Now, did you watch any of the hearings yesterday, Wednesday, especially? And, you know, I try to be a man of peace, Cam, but every time I see Cicilline, I just want to hunt him down and beat him. I just want to beat him. What an arrogant man to get out there and say things that are just, they're known falsehoods. They're known falsehoods.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, this is how they play, you know. It's not about the facts, and we've known that. They're always about emotion. They will invent terms. They will make up figures. They will use, you know, junk studies. You know, it's like when Biden talks about, well, when the assault weapons ban expired, mass shootings went down, 60% or whatever the figure is. And the only reason he gets that number is because there was one study done that had one very specific definition of what a mass shooting is. That's not the FBI's definition. It's not even the Gun Violence Archive's definition. And as soon as you change one of those variables, the numbers all change. So, I'm bothered when I see these dishonest arguments, but I try not to let it get to me because otherwise, you know, I would have had a heart attack about 10 years ago, you know. But the one that really did kind of set me off was Jamie Raskin of Maryland. Who's talking about the insurrectionist view of the Second Amendment and the Constitution says, you know, there's no right to revolution. And, I mean, look, he's right. The Constitution doesn't say you got the right to overthrow the government. But he's wrong that the Second Amendment as no place as a protection against tyranny. And I wrote about this at Bear in Arms yesterday, quoting Federalist 46, written by James Madison, who was, you know, the architect of the Constitution. And the Second Amendment, it's pretty clear that it's seen as, something that's going to prevent a tyrant from ever doing any tyrannical things, because the threat of an armed citizenry is going to be enough to keep them in their place. But if, God forbid, that doesn't happen, then, you know, the body of the people capable of bearing arms is going to be far number than the number of individuals in the federal government or the federal army, working in conjunction with their state governments and their local governments. That serves as a check on a tyranny that might ever be established in this country. And he says, you know, the American people, unlike the people of Europe, have the right to bear arms, and we're better off for it. I do get bothered by some of this stuff, but you know, you'd go crazy if you tried to counter every bit of misinformation that came out of the mouth of every gun control activist, or advocate every day. You know, you just can't do it. You can't keep up. Like you said, overwhelming the system.
Well, I mean, they do have sort of like a bingo card of the same talking points. So, I mean, they've been wanting universal background checks for how long, assault weapon bans for how long, all this other stuff. And they use the same thing, like the 90% of America, or what is it, 40% of all guns, which we know that part. You know what, I'm not going to get into that. Coming up on the break, talking with Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. You can go there and check them out on a daily basis. They are very prolific writers, he and Mr. Knighton, and a few other people that do contribute as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. We're talking to Cam Edwards. So let's finish this off. So we talked about the BSCA, which is a long on the BS part, which I kind of think might have been sort of a little bit of a bait and switch. I'm going to try to be enthusiastic and say that. But now we have the House considering H.R. 1808 and 2814, which the 2814 is actually an attempt at a repeal on the PLCAA. And the 1808 is exactly what it says. And this is nearly as much of a show sham as the January 6th hearings they've been having, isn't it?
Yeah, or the bill to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act that they worked on, the contraception bill. Like, you're right, man. They're just running a series of these show bills. Like I said, their focus groups are telling them your base doesn't think you fight hard enough, and so this is their attempt to say, look, we fight. And so they're trying to ram through this so-called assault weapons ban. But I think it's really interesting, Bill, because, the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, I think got 47 Republicans to vote with it. The contraception bill, I think, had 8 or so. Last time I checked, which was yesterday afternoon, they still don't have enough Democrats to vote for this gun ban. They're still hunting the last couple of votes. Yeah. Now, they may get it. Next week I think it's got to be really interesting. If this gets out of the Rules Committee and goes to the floor, then I assume that they've got the votes. But it's going to be a squeaker, one or two vote margin of victory, I think. And it's going to depend on a couple of Republicans who are retiring and aren't going to be around next year. And then, of course, this isn't going anywhere in the Senate. I don't think they've got even 50 votes in the Senate, certainly not before November. So I honestly don't know what the point of this is, other than to try to gin up enthusiasm among the Democratic base. But all they're going to do, I think, is going to have a bigger impact on Republicans, on conservatives, because now they're going to be able to say, look, they're not hiding it. They're not running from it anymore. They're leaning in. This is what they want. And by the way, this bill doesn't even go as far as what Joe Biden wants. So they're giving Republicans yet another issue to run on. Yeah. And I think that the Republicans would be smart to exploit it.
I mean, they have pulled the mask away so much that I'm thinking about running for something I mean, against some Democrat, I'd have to find something that a Democrat's in charge of and go after him. But that's the crucial part, isn't it? Because right now the Democrats are in disarray on this because most of the Democrats in the House we've never heard of. They're just rank and file. They may not be a part of the squad. They may not be a part of the leftists or the anarchists, but we don't know because we never hear from them. And they probably like having being a congressperson. But I think I saw somewhere where just right now, at a minimum, it looks like they're going to lose 24 seats, which that, I mean, that's double what they need, isn't it, to flip it over to the Republicans?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, a couple of those are in the state of Virginia where I live. Like, Abigail Spanberger is a sponsor of this Sullivan's band, but I can't imagine she's happy about having to vote for it. Same with Elaine Luria, who's the second district congresswoman.
Right.
You know, I think there are a lot of these Democrats who are, you know, really, really ticked off that Nancy Pelosi is pushing this. Most of them will be good soldiers. But, you know, if you're running in even like a D+4 or D+5 district right now, in this political environment, you do not want to cast a vote that would, you know, ban the sale or purchase of one of the most commonly sold rifles in the country right now. I mean, that's just a, you know, we're seeing these polls come out, Bill, and there have been multiple polls. Steve Gutowski and I were talking about it on his podcast this week for the Reload. Polling shows declining support for bans on so-called assault weapons. You know, this idea is not becoming more popular. It's becoming less popular. I think it was Quinnipiac that found it was at, their popularity was at an all-time low.
Right.
So, but again, listen, you know, no pun intended. If Democrats want to shoot themselves in the foot on this issue, go right ahead. I'm not going to stand in their way.
Well, I mean, it's so blatant, the resistance to this. We got this black Republican who's put out this commercial where he's like, yes, I'm for having AR-15s because I may need to use them to face off a bunch of Democrats coming at me dressed like the KKK. And then the KKK, I mean, that it wasn't that long ago that if some consultant rolled up on this guy and he was going to put this commercial out, that consultant would have to, you know, they'd be taking in there, hitting him with a DFib, you know, the gosh, what's the machine? I can't remember now. The resuscitation.
Claire,
you know, they'd be popping them because that kind of stuff you just don't do. That's just that kind of, and I kind of think that's actually the way to go now, is to segregate yourself from the herd and be different and say the things that your constituents might be thinking. Trump sort of demonstrated that.
I'll say this. That was one of my favorite ads of the campaign cycle. And I think one of the things that he did right, compared to the worst ad that I've seen in the campaign cycle, which was Eric Greitens' Rhino Hunter ad, is this guy was all about self-defense. He wasn't using guns to try to break down the door of somebody else's home, going to look for somebody he disagreed with politically. You know, this was all about defending his home from people who were coming after it because they disagreed with his political beliefs. So I think he got it spot on. And again, you know, listen, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. They want to demonize gun ownership.
Sure.
They want to demonize gun owners. They want to demonize the Second Amendment. That means they want to demonize AR-15s, too. So I think, you know, this isn't a conversation that gun owners can shy away from. I think we need to remind people that there are 24 million AR-style rifles in private hands right now. That's more common than Ford F-150 pickup trucks. And these guns are used in fewer homicides than fists, feet, or knives. So what is the point of trying to ban these things if you really care about public safety? This is not the way to go about it. And, you know, I think that there are these conversations. Again, you know, might be uncomfortable to have, but we have to have them because otherwise it's just the gun control groups talking to people who've never owned one of these guns, have no desire to own one of these guns, and really don't see the problem with trying to get rid of them.
Low-hanging fruit, right?
Yeah.
So I guess that's going to be a big issue. I think after this fails, if it were to actually fail in the House, we should take up a collection and buy Cicilline an AR-15 with an arm brace on it. Get him an AR-15 pistol configuration with an arm brace on it, so he can. He can be out there and he can, you know,
You know, the only problem with that idea, Bill, is he would rat you out to the ATF and say that it was a straw purchase. He bought it for somebody that was intended for somebody else, you know?
Oh.
Right?
I guess he might. I don't know. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Well, you know, Mark Kelly tried that. Mark Kelly tried that. He was going to buy one when he was at Giffords and then turn it in.
Yeah,
give,
that's
give
right.
it to somebody else. So I don't know if that actually works. I could get out there and go, Bill Frady, Democrat. Hey, Mr. Cicilline, I bought you an ARA just for your little self. I get the impression, I've never seen this guy stand up. Is he 5 feet? Is he taller than 5 feet? He seems like he has a little big man complex going on. I don't know.
Well, I'm not one to in a position to diminish anyone's size, since I'm often mistaken for a garden gnome myself, especially after I started growing this beard. So I don't know. But if whatever, you know, is sticking in his craw, again, what he wants is unconstitutional.
Yeah,
it is completely ineffective, even if it was constitutional. And frankly, I think it's again, I think it's becoming more unpopular by the day.
Yeah.
So, wow. You know, we are going to win this fight in the long run, but yeah. It's just a shame that we've got these folks that are standing on the wrong side of history and the wrong side of the Constitution in the meantime.
Yeah, I don't look at you and think I see a short man. I just see a guy that is probably like me, a modern pacifist who brings the capacity to destroy everything I see, except I really will just settle for a nice hot cup of coffee and some good conversation, if you'll let me have that. But if you don't,
amen.
I got a plan. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Bill, always a pleasure, man. Thanks so much for the invite.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, from Ammoland.com, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.